Sean Patrick Maloney, what's it like to be endorsed by a former president of the United States?
It's great, and it's yeah, I think it's great validation of what we're trying to do here. And one of the reasons I think Bill Clinton is relevant in this race is not just because he's popular, but because the policies we put in place in the early 90s are a good blueprint for what we ought to be doing today. And that's what I try to talk about on the campaign. We need to get this economy moving again, create jobs, and balance the budget in the right way.
Now, when you say we, explain to everybody what your relationship with Clinton was.
Well, I was the staff secretary in the White House. I was in the White House senior staff for most of the second term. And so I worked every day with the president, and I was part of his team in the West Wing.
What was that like?
It was great. I mean, it's great to learn from somebody who is good at their job, and I believe he was very good at the job of president. I believe he put people at the center of what he focused on, what he did, and I think the results speak for themselves. I think we'd be a lot better off if we were following the same policies now.
How did we get involved in that whole Monica Lewinsky thing?
How did we get involved in that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, here's this guy who, as you say, had all of these great policy ideas, and yet his presidency is somewhat defined by his womanizing.
Oh, I disagree with that completely. I think if you talk to folks every day like I do, what they remember is that he grew the economy, created jobs, kept the country at peace. I think he's one of the best presidents we've had, and I think we'd be a heck of a lot better off if we were following the same policies today.
So what was it like? I mean, we all want to know what it was like to be in the White House during those years. How did you work? I mean, did you get there early in the morning as the staff secretary? What happened? And who were you on the West Wing? Who played you on the West Wing?
Oh, that's easy. Come on. I'm Josh. But
no, I look, love I Josh. Josh listens to this radio station.
You wouldn't believe me if I said I was Rob Lowe, would you? So
no. Okay.
So I knew better than that. But listen, the job of the staff secretary is to manage the decision-making process in the West Wing and to do the president's daily briefing. So what it is it's sort of like the chief paper pusher in the West Wing. So everything that's going to the president goes through that office. And so your job is to read everything the president reads and to figure out what he should be doing on a daily basis. It includes all of the national security information. So one of the things I try to talk about in this race is that I have had the opportunity to work at the senior level in the federal government. I understand how Washington works. I understand the issues that that come across the president's desk, including all of the national security issues. I had a code word, top secret national security clearance, and the only candidate in this race that has that level of federal experience. I think I'm the only candidate in this race with any federal experience. I've also worked at the senior level in state government, and I think the job of a congressperson is to remember who you're working for, to be fighting for working the middle class people who need a voice in Washington, but to get there and hit the ground running on day one, and that's what I can do.
Okay, so tell me, Sean Patrick Maloney, let's get to some of the meat of this thing. Nan Hayworth presumably would be your opponent if you win the primary.
That's correct.
And so the question is, what's she done wrong?
What has she done right is a better question, Alan. I mean, she's the worst congressperson in New York, if you ask me.
Okay, expand.
Well, I think trying to end Medicare not once but twice is right up on my list of dumb ideas. I think resisting disaster relief for your own district after one of the worst hurricanes we've ever faced in Hurricane Irene is not just wrong, it's political malpractice. I think it's terrible that she's, you know, the chief engineer on the Tea Party Express, that she's been right in the thick of all this stuff that hurts women, whether it's resisting equal pay for equal work or fiddling around when we ought to be reauthorizing the Violence Against Women Act or you know, trying to defund Planned Parenthood, trying to take us back 30, 40 years on issues that we shouldn't even be arguing about, like contraception. I mean, if you look at every bad thing the Tea Party conservative Republican leadership has done in Congress over the last year and a half, I mean everything, from the Ryan budgets to trying to end Medicare to messing with the full faith and credit of the United States in the debt ceiling debate, threatening to shut down the government, putting special interests above people, she has been right in the front of all of that. And she is so out of step with the values and priorities of this district that I think it is more than justified to say that she's the worst congressperson in New York, period.
Where is she on hydrofracking?
I'm not sure of her exact position on hydrofracking. I can tell you where I am on hydrofracking.
Okay,
a terrible idea for the Hudson Valley, and I oppose it. If I had to guess, she's going to be on the side of industry, but you'll have to ask her.
I think I have asked her many times, and I think she's recalcitrant to really declare. Let me ask you this, Sean Patrick Maloney. Tell me about your views on education.
Well, it's a top priority. When I was in the governor's office, I'm proud that we increased baseline funding for K-12 education to historic levels. We started at $17 billion. We brought it up to $21 billion, I believe, by the time the administration ended. We were trying to get up to $24 billion a year as part of the settlement of the Campaign for Fiscal Equity litigation. These were historic increases in K-12 funding. We also tried to target them to the districts that most need it, so it wasn't just spread around according to some political formula. You know, when I was in the governor's office, I worked very hard to create an endowment for the SUNY CUNY system so that we can implement the recommendations of the Higher Ed Commission, hire thousands of new faculty, fully fund a capital plan, you know, support what is, I think, this archipelago of hope all over the state in 62 campuses. So I've worked very hard on education issues. I'm proud that I have the support of the teachers union in this election. I'm their candidate. And what the teachers know is that I'm a guy that wants to support them, honor their work, and get kids the resources they need so we can prepare them to compete in a global economy.
So tell me, how do you win this thing, both the primary and what's the politics of the general election?
Look, the way you win this is you put together the right coalition and have the right message and work like heck to tell people what's going on. I am very proud that I've been endorsed by 10, 12 unions to date, including all of the big unions, all of the big, the most important representatives of working men and women in this state. I'm very proud that President Clinton has endorsed me, as you mentioned. I'm very proud that I've got the support of people like Mayor Joe DiStefano in Middletown and Assemblywoman Aileen Gunther. And what these local leaders know, I mean, the Putnam County Democratic Committee has endorsed me, a bunch of town committees. What these local leaders know is that I've got the organizational strength, the fundraising ability, the message, the experience to take this fight to the Tea Party, to this Republican incumbent, and to win.
And what does the district look like in terms of Democrats and Republicans?
Oh, it's this district looks like America. This is a district that is balanced politically. It's right down the middle between the two parties. It's both rural and suburban. It's got some urban centers, but it's got a lot of folks that wouldn't identify with living in a city. I mean, it is a very balanced mix, both politically, demographically, and in terms of its economy. So this is a district where common sense goes a long way, where being somebody who cares about people and their problems and who gets up every day and says, you know, what can I do to help people here in the Hudson Valley, you know, find work, you know, be secure in their retirement, not worry about somebody taking away their Medicare. I mean, that's what this job ought to be, and that's what I'm going to get back to if I'm lucky enough to serve in Congress.
So, Sean, just for the record, how do you get your money? In other words, where is the money coming from to run this election?
Well, from individuals. I mean, we've raised more money more quickly than the Republican incumbent has raised in 2012, and I'm very proud that I've outraised this incumbent, which, as you know, is very unusual. We're only one of a handful of Democrats nationally to do that, and the reason is because there's a broad group of individuals who believe in what I'm trying to do, and they come from right here in the Hudson Valley, and they come from around New York. And we have support, you know, from all over the country. And that's what it's going to take to win this race.
Have you seen any evidence of Citizens United working against you? In other words, super PACs that are helping Nan Hayworth?
I think you're going to see a lot of shadowy and independent money come into this district. I think it's a shame. I think Citizens United is the worst Supreme Court decision in my lifetime. I think it's a terrible, terrible assault on democracy. I think we got to change it. I support citizen-funded campaigns. I think we got to get the money out of politics. It is killing us, and it is making sure that what's bad about our politics, which is that well-connected special interests have the biggest microphone, get heard, get the laws they need, and working the middle-class people get forgotten. And we are never going to fix our politics until we get all this money out of politics. But I am not going to unilaterally disarm. I tell you what. I mean, I think that what matters is that we go toe-to-toe with these guys and that we win and that we change the law.
Sean Patrick Maloney, a pleasure to talk to you. I want to wish you good luck in your campaign. We're going to do one more of these in which I'm going to ask you some other questions, okay?
Great.